SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate Finance Committee takes center stage this week as the Senate seeks to finalize its version of the president's big, beautiful tax bill. Bob Agnew reports.
The Finance Committee is one of several arenas where Majority Leader John Thune hopes to see Republican leaders achieve language that can garner at least 51 votes in the full chamber without losing any more than 3 votes in the House. Sources say Thune plans to give various working groups a chance to look at portions of the bill and contribute their own input and achieve enough momentum, he hopes, to get the bill over the finish line by the end of the month. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump and California Democratic lawmakers are fighting over his deployment of National Guard troops and now Marines to Los Angeles to quell immigration demonstrations. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says California is seeking a court order declaring that President Trump's use of the National Guard is unlawful.
With this order, Trump and Hegseth ignored law enforcement's expertise and guidance and trampled over our state's, California's, sovereignty.
While President Trump says California Governor Newsom is grossly incompetent in dealing with the immigration violence in Los Angeles.
He's destroying one of our great states, and if I didn't get involved, if we didn't bring the guard in, and we would bring more in if we needed it, because we have to make sure there's going to be law and order. You had a disaster happening.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has removed every member of a scientific committee that advises the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on how to use vaccines. He's pledging to replace them with his own picks. The 17-member Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices has been in a state of flux since Kennedy took over. This is SRN News. Most homosexuals seek to promote the LGBT agenda.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 66% of that community have participated in a gay pride event at least once in their life, and a majority of those people have done it more frequently. People who identify as gay or lesbian are more likely than members of the other subgroups to participate in gay pride. Those events are expected to be somewhat muted now that President Trump is in office and the nation seems to be rejecting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen has signed into law a measure banning males from competing against females in sports, making the state the latest to address the issue. Pillen signed the bill flanked by dozens of lawmakers, women athletes, and other advocates, including former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines, who's led the fight to protect women's athletics. The legislation was pared down from its initial form. This is SRN News. A new poll finds more Americans say their standard of living hasn't declined since their teenage years, but they definitely see a downhill trend in the culture. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
Frederick Forsyth, the British author of The Day of the Jackal and other best-selling thrillers, has died after a brief illness. He was 86. Forsyth served as a Royal Air Force pilot before becoming a foreign correspondent and a novelist. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.